It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me over the phone, I've got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm doing super duper. It's good to get a hold of you today. How's everything in your world?
Oh, everything's going great. I'm excited. It's a really fun weekend. There's a lot going on. And, you know, this is the second time this month and pretty much the only other time of the year where there's a lot of fireworks that will be kind of put off throughout the community. And there's some information that people need to know.
So in the unincorporated areas, which means the outlying areas in the county, not the cities, but the county is going to have fire restrictions. And I want to say they're probably going to start today and go for the next little while until the situation changes. We're actually in drought-like conditions, and it is super dry. So with fire restrictions come firework restrictions as well. So that means if you live outside of a city, outside of an incorporated city, which would be Price, Helper, Wellington, or East Carbon, anywhere outside of there, you're in a fire restriction area. So you're not going to be allowed to shoot off fireworks at your home. Now, that said, there is the area at the fairgrounds that's designated as our safe zone to shoot fireworks off. So you can go there, or you can go into one of those towns, and I don't know what their limits will be. You'd have to reach out to them to find out. But and this includes campfires, all that stuff. So just be careful and safe this weekend. And keep in mind, in those unincorporated areas, we are in fire restrictions.
Right. And you know, Sheriff, it's crazy because about a month ago, my lawn looked amazing. It was so green and so beautiful. And I watered it like usual, and now it is all crispy and yellow and struggling, even though I continue to water it. And it's because it's just got so hot so fast, and it's so hot for the whole day. And it's not just our lawns that look that way. It's everything. So you can only imagine a tiny little bit of a spark. That's going to go up quick.
Quickly, yeah. And if you're doing fireworks in those incorporated areas, you know, same as 4th of July, have your bucket of water handy, shovel, garden hose, all that stuff. The bucket of water is to put them in when it's done, so they for sure extinguish the paper, cardboard stuff that houses the fireworks. Just make sure that all that stuff's put out. Just be careful. There are a lot of fires across the state right now, and you know, we don't need to have that. And I think there are over $2 million in fighting fires right now already.
Wow. Yeah, and we're just barely still in July, so we still have a good chunk of the summer still to go ahead and get more fires going throughout the state, because it's going to happen. So let's just try to keep them down, and especially in those non-incorporated areas, do not light off fireworks. There are other places that you can go. And like you mentioned, the fairgrounds has got a firework designated area that is going to keep everyone a lot safer.
Yep, that's the way to go. And you know, make sure while you're out there, you're socially distant. Don't be on top of one another. But have fun. Enjoy the holiday. 2020's been a rough year. It really has.
Yeah, it definitely has. And you know, it's we still have quite a ways to go, so we might as well try to make the best of it while we can. And, you know, another little tidbit of information for people to think about. The kids are outside like crazy this summer. They are out riding bikes, skateboards, you name it. And we've got to be watching for them. It could have been an accident. Just the other day, a little girl was riding her bike next to me, and she had no idea that I was even in the street, and she just crossed the street right in front of me. She didn't even hesitate to look. So if I hadn't have been watching her, it could have been bad.
You know, we always say that, Mal. If we have to watch them because they're not watching for us. You got to be careful. And you know, I'm going to ask again, be tolerant, a little more tolerant this year than you normally would be with your neighbors, with the kids playing outside. Kids are on motorcycles and ATVs and stuff, and you know, these kids have been out of school for a long time, and they've seen some of the effects of this pandemic. And so I would ask that we be a little more tolerant. We get a lot of complaints at the sheriff's office for, well, these kids are riding ATVs through our neighborhood, and you know, we talk to them. We want them to be safe. We want them to be careful, but we also sympathize with them. They've been pent up for a long time, and we would ask that be a tolerant neighbor. Now more than ever, we have to pull together to live the good life here in Carbon County, and we want everyone to be happy, but part of being a good neighbor is to be a little bit tolerant and understanding of others during this time. They're looking for a little release as well.
Right, for sure. And, you know, check on your neighbors. If you have elderly residents that live close by you, definitely check on them. And I mean, when I say that, I don't mean that you have to go in their house and visit for hours. We're all trying to be socially distant. But you can definitely knock on their door, take a few steps back and just say, hey, I just wanted to check on you. Give them a phone call if you can. And just make sure that they're doing okay. See if there's anything they need. Because a lot of them, if they can't leave their home to get some essential items, maybe that's something that you can do for them.
You know, that's an awesome point. And the local churches have been great to help out. You know, they're members of the elderly community. There's a lot of resource out there for folks. If you know somebody that's needing a helping hand, get a hold of those church leaders or even your local law enforcement. We can channel you in the right direction to get the resources needed.
Right, for sure. Well, Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to mention today?
You know, we talked a little bit about scams yesterday, you and I did, and I just want to tell people if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Don't give your personal information out over the phone, and if you think you're being scammed, contact your local law enforcement before you do anything, or your local banking institution. They're on top of those scams as well. And just ask questions before you give out any information, because there are a lot of scams right now as well.
Yeah, there definitely are. And, you know, unfortunately, there are scams that are targeting the current pandemic situation. So there's so many different things going on. And I think that it just kind of follows that scammer mentality of kick them when they're down. And, you know, people are super vulnerable right now and they're finding ways to kind of take advantage of that. So you definitely want to be careful and ask questions. And again, when I was saying to check on any elderly neighbors or family members that you have, if you know of a scam that's currently going around, let them know about it, because unfortunately they will fall victim more times than not. And that's definitely something that if they don't know that it's going around, there's a good chance they fall for it.
Yeah, incredibly vulnerable. So keep an eye out for that stuff. And, you know, I just want to tell everyone, have a good weekend this weekend. Enjoy time with friends and family and take it easy.
All right. Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. You can listen to this interview in its entirety. Just head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.